That's 17,000 people waiting for Letterkenny Hospital. There'd be thousands more in South Donegal waiting for Sligo Hospital. So that means we've got about 1 in 8 of our men, women and children across Donegal who are waiting long periods of time for an appointment with a consultant, for an operation, for a procedure. It's a cruel, unjust, unequal health service. And we need, you know, our people to stand up and demand of those in government, those political parties, that we need a fair, equitable system that doesn't leave people in agony for these lengths of time.
Now, coupled with this issue, the HSE have yet to publish their winter plan for the coming months. Is that, combined with the lengthy waiting lists, concerning?
Well, if we look at Letterkenny Hospital, we have a 19-bed short-stay ward lying unused for the purposes that it was designed. We know that we have not enough beds, not enough doctors, not just in Letterkenny Hospital, but in all our community hospitals across Donegal. So this is not an accident. This is a right-wing government that believes that we should hand our health services over to the private sector, that forces families to take up private health insurance, even though they paid for a health service with their taxes in the first place. And then those people who have private health insurance leapfrog over the poor people who don't.